This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Maintaining bone strength is complex with no single solution. My patients who want to optimize their bone health have seen remarkable results with LiveMD as part of a comprehensive bone program. LiveMD is a Class 1 medical device cleared by the FDA. It creates a gentle, low-intensity vibration to benefit your musculoskeletal system. It's a safe, scientifically proven, and simple approach to maintaining musculoskeletal health and wellness. It really works, just 10 minutes per day. Go to livemd.us, that's livemd.us, to learn more about how LiveMD may improve your health. That's livemd.us.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We've got lots of stuff to share with you this weekend. I hope you're doing something healthy on your behalf. You got a good start on it by listening to this program because we're going to provide you with some information, hopefully, that will make a difference in your health and longevity. We invite you to call us. 888-302-3684 is our number. And you can call us with questions related to medicine and nutrition. And this hour, we're going to talk vitamin K. We're going to talk about a new potent polyphenol. That's a little alliterative, isn't it? A potent polyphenol that can help circulation, and maybe it may just be the solution for people with a nagging problem this time of year. You know, temperatures are plummeting, and Raynaud's syndrome, painfully cold hands and sometimes feet, is a problem for many of you listeners. So, this new product may just provide a solution. 888-302-3684 is our number. And, often we get bad news. We get bad news about the American diet. We get bad news about the health of Americans. And it appears that we're headed for a cliff, a catastrophic increase in our health expenditures, which will sink our budget and will sink our productivity. And, certainly there's something to be said for the ravages of the American diet. But finally, here comes some good news. And this should be encouraging. Certainly it's encouraging to me and to many of you who are perhaps, you're a little bit of evangelists for good diet and healthy habits. According to a new study, there's good news on the nutrition front. Americans are eating better, and that is actually translated into tangible changes in our health picture. Reduced disease burden, and literally lives have been saved. This according to a researcher who's compiled data on changes in the American diet and has related them to a dramatic reduction in premature deaths. Improvements in the American diet since 1999 have prevented an estimated 1.1 million premature deaths, including deaths from diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and cancer. We know these diseases are diet-linked. This according to research by a Harvard doctoral candidate, Dong Wang, who's at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. According to the data, Americans are eating less trans fats, which are deadly. They're drinking fewer sugary beverages, and they've increased their intake of fruits, whole grains, and polyunsaturated fatty acids. Don't get too enthused yet, because despite this recent progress, the United States diet is still poor overall. There's plenty of room for improvement, according to the investigators. But here's what the statistics show. There were significant increases in intake for fruit, for whole grains, for nuts and legumes, and for beneficial polyunsaturated fatty acids, including the omega-3s. And for non-healthy choices, there was reduced consumption. Scores improved 1.4 points for sugar-sweetened beverages, for red meat, Well, that's controversial, whether red meat indeed is the cause of people's health problems. Sodium intake, however, increased slightly. Consumption of vegetables and alcohol did not change significantly during the study period. But here's where we stand. We score on an overall scale where 0 is the worst and 110 is the best in terms of quality of diet. America scores on average a 46. We never even achieved the halfway point on this. We never even got to the 50-yard line, literally, on this scale. And the bad news is that there are widening gaps in dietary quality across different socioeconomic subgroups. So when it comes to money, there's the haves and the have-nots, and certainly we see a widening in the gap. And when it comes to diet and health, there's a diet gap and there's a health gap that continues unabated. However, this still, nonetheless, has had an impact on statistics for diabetes, down 12.6%, coronary heart disease reduced 10% via diet changes, cardiovascular disease 8.5%, stroke by 5%, cancer by, well, just a blip, 1%. And, you know, there's some big changes in the marketplace. Consumers are voting with their feet, and they've actually got big food manufacturers running scared. General Mills is going to drop all artificial colors and flavors from its cereals. It's high time. No more psychedelic colored kicks and tricks. Remember those? Count Chocula. Purdue Tyson and Foster Farm have begun to limit the use of antibiotics in their chickens. Kraft declared it was dropping artificial dyes from its macaroni and cheese. Hershey's going to move away from ingredients such as the highly synthetic emulsifier polyglycerol polyricinolate to simple and easy to understand ingredients like fresh milk from local farms, roasted California almonds, cocoa beans, and sugar. Consumers are walking away from America's most iconic food brands. This, according to a blog, and for example, General Mills, they're buying these little boutique-y companies. They're scooping them up for premium prices. Annie's Homegrown, just a small manufacturer of natural products, was purchased by General Mills for a whopping $820 million. GM also introduced more than 200 new products, ranging from Cheerios Protein to Betty Crocker Gluten-Free Cookie Mix, to capitalize on the latest consumer trends. Soda sales, check this out, are down 25% since 1998, mostly replaced by water, possibly on the downside by energy drinks. Orange juice, considered a staple of American breakfast, but it's basically pure concentrated sugar, although it's got some vitamin C. 45% drop in per capita consumption. No, people are no longer guzzling orange juice. Sales of packaged cereals, also sugar-laden, are down over 25% since 2000. And frozen dinner sales are down, you know, Swanson's TV dinner, you can't find that anymore. Frozen dinner sales are down nearly 12% from 2007 to 2013. And McDonald's, the latest casualty in the food wars in America, sales per outlet at McDonald's have been on a downward spiral for nearly 3 years, and it doesn't seem that they're going to turn it around. Despite all kinds of ingenious marketing ploys, people are walking away from bad food, by and large. Not everyone, but the trend is towards healthier food. And people run supermarkets are saying that sales of center-of-store packaged goods have started to fall. You know, they say when you go to a supermarket, the good strategy is to shop around the periphery. The center of the store is where the bulk of packaged and processed foods are to be found. They generally keep the produce and the healthier foods around the margins of the store. One industry insider has begun to refer to the inner part of the store as, quote, the morgue. The outlook is so glum. for sales of processed and packaged goods. 42% of millennial consumers, youthful consumers aged 20 to 37, don't trust large food companies. And that's a good trend, by and large. It's going to force major food manufacturers to clean up their acts. So, you know, you who listen to this program, the times there are changing. And we're part of that food and health revolution. We are bringing the word about better eating habits, better lifestyle habits. And the marketplace is ultimately listening to us. And we're having an impact, too, in terms of overall health statistics. Not enough yet, but we're seeing a sea change in Americans' attitudes. 888-302-3684 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll take your calls momentarily on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Larry in Wyckoff, New Jersey. How you doing, Larry?
Very well. Thank you very much for taking my call, Dr. Hoffman. I've been listening to you for many years.
Thank you.
And have been studying and trying to learn more about nutrition for the last 20 years, changing constantly, belong to
Excellent.
The Life Extension Foundation also.
Great.
My wife is actually a cripple, becoming a cripple thanks to the treatment of chronic bronchitis, asthma. I really think it was more chronic bronchitis. I've never been able to prove it.
She took too many steroids? She took too many steroids?
Yes. She's been on prednisone for 7 years.
Aye, aye, aye.
And she's been in the hospital three times, and each time she went to the hospital, the dosage of Medrol was upped, 40 milligrams, 60 milligrams, too. So now she shows the ravages of that with osteoporosis of the back.
Yeah.
And when she had pain the last time she was in the hospital, she got pneumonia. I had no idea how that happened overnight.
Mm-hmm.
They immediately treated her for asthma like it was that, but then they found that it was pneumonia. They went to the antibiotics. I've been giving her, in order to keep her calcium levels up. Okay,
mm-hmm.
We go to the doctor.
We are actually interested in the osteoporosis part of this situation, right?
Yes, exactly right. And because she shows multiple fractures, compressive fractures of the spine, T12, L2,
yeah, so
L3.
For a listening audience, hold on a minute, Larry. For a listening audience, I mean, this is what we're trying to avoid when we are talking about preventing osteoporosis. This is the end game of very serious osteoporosis. You know, a lot of women are being told, well, you know, you have osteopenia, so you need to go in a powerful drug. Well, okay, you know, maybe you got a little bit of bone reduction, but this is a person who's really the poster girl for the extreme manifestations of bone thinning. And part of it, you know, obviously due to medication, because prednisone will thin out your bones. And then you get bent over and your vertebrae collapse and you get extreme back pain. And it's a big mess. Okay, go ahead. So you want advice on osteoporosis?
I've had her on multiple types of supplements over the years.
Right.
Never a sufficient amount of calcium. Right. And she was carrying a 15-pound baby on her back, and all of a sudden
wait, Larry, what's the question specifically? Because, you know,
the specific question was on, I've been giving her a massive dose of calcium and phosphorus, but I don't know if she's metabolizing it. And just in the last 15 days, I heard about strontium citrate, and I heard that you had been using it through your website.
Okay, so here's the deal, Larry. The problem with calcium is that calcium is, and you'd say massive doses, the body only absorbs a certain amount of calcium. And calcium actually is a weak bone enhancer. So it might seem, well, you know, stuff a person with calcium, it'll go to the right place. Well, that'd be a little bit like saying, you know, if you want to be smart, you know, eat a lot of brains, that'll make you smarter. It doesn't necessarily work that way in nutrition. Calcium, you know, may improve bone density slightly, but it's not going to be the answer. So you need all the cofactors for bone enhancement. And strontium is among the stronger bone-enhancing agents. We can use strontium at strontium citrate at 680 milligrams. We usually prescribe it nightly. And recently we saw a great case, a woman who had improvement in her bone density of over 30%. It's usually not as dramatic as that, but we'll see improvements in the double digits routinely. Strontium used in Europe as a medication and has proven successful in reducing spinal fractures and hip fractures. Now, there's another one that I recently became aware of and am now prescribing. It's a product called Austinol. Austinol, relatively new product, but it's what's called bone morphogenetic protein, which means it actually generates new bone. It stimulates bone repair and bone growth. It's helpful in fractures. That's where it was originally used. It seems to be helpful in osteoporosis and also in inflammatory conditions, osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. And I'm very excited about its potential to even augment the results, the good results we're already seeing with strontium. So don't overload the calcium, because calcium's just going to go nowhere. It's just going to clog up her GI tract. And sometimes calcium ends up in the wrong places, potentially in the arteries. That's not good. Use vitamin K. In a few moments, we'll share with you, our listeners, a study on vitamin K and osteoporosis. Vitamin K is an important component of a program to prevent bone loss. So those are some of the things that could really make a difference here. And, you know, check out my website, because we do talk about osteoporosis. We have some good articles up there. Just go in the search box and search osteoporosis. And also learn about Austinol. And learn about strontium, because those are some things that can help. But look, with a serious case like this, I suggest that you get some guidance from a nutritionally oriented professional, because we're not just talking about a little bit of prevention here. We're talking about a very, very serious situation. And unfortunately, your wife at this point may need some of the medications that are out there. You know, generally for mild cases or even for moderately severe osteoporosis, we can use natural approaches. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh. Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 for your calls, and we got several of them lined up, and we'll get back to them in just a moment. But the previous caller asked about osteoporosis, and I have before me a study on the effectiveness of vitamin K for osteoporosis. The type of vitamin K, actually there's several types of vitamin K. There's vitamin K1, which you get from fruits and vegetables, and there's vitamin K2, which comes from fermented foods like natto, a Japanese food that many Americans find difficult to palate, but it's a delicacy in Japan, and also aged cheese. And that may be why a lot of the vitamin K research that's done in the world is done at the University of Maastricht in the Netherlands, where they got a lot of aged cheese. The researchers say that we've investigated whether low-dose vitamin K supplements could beneficially affect bone health. And they did a study of 244 healthy postmenopausal women who received either vitamin K in the form of MK7. It's actually a subtype of vitamin K2. MK7 is the active ingredient in the vitamin K that we offer at drhoffman.com. In fact, the product is called MK7. They used 180 micrograms of MK7 daily. That is either two capsules of the 90 or one capsule of the 180. And then they subsequently measured, after 3 years, bone mineral density of the lumbar spine, total hip, and femoral neck via DEXA. And what they found was interesting. They didn't do anything other than give these women 180 micrograms of vitamin K. Nothing else, no strontium, no calcium, didn't change their vitamin D, didn't have no exercise, nothing. MK7 intake significantly improved vitamin K status. Well, all right, we know that. But it also decreased the age-related decline in bone mineral density at the lumbar spine and the femoral neck. Bone strength was also favorably affected by MK7. And importantly, MK7 prevented these women from shrinking. It significantly decreased the loss in vertebral height of the lower thoracic region at the mid-site of the vertebra. That's why, you know, you lose sometimes an inch or two as you age. So very interesting. By the way, MK7 also helpful for the cardiovascular system. This study, also from Maastricht University, MK7 supplementation improves arterial stiffness. You hear about hardening of the arteries. Well, that's due to a progressive stiffening of the blood vessels. They become less elastic. Then you develop hypertension and poor circulation. And sometimes this is a prelude to heart attacks and strokes. And what they found was, and I'm not going to give you all the, boy, there's a lot of complicated terminology here. They found that markers for endothelial dysfunction, advanced glycation end products, all these things were measured. And after 3 years of MK7 supplementation, there was increased distensibility or flexibility of the arteries in the women who took MK7. So that's pretty good. And they conclude that MK supplements improve arterial stiffness or increase arterial elasticity in healthy postmenopausal women. And the effect was more dramatic in those women who had high arterial stiffness. So if you don't have arterial stiffness, it's not going to make much of a difference. But if you already have some propensity to arterial stiffness, MK7 will help. So, you know, that's just but one of the components in a comprehensive program for preventing and reversing bone loss, which is a real, real viable solution for women who are reluctant to take medications, have taken medications, and have experienced poor results or side effects. All right, let's talk to Dana in Thomasville, Georgia. How you doing, Dana?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm quite well, thanks. And you?
Hi. I understand from our call screener, Natalie, that you are a former patient of the Hoffman Center.
I am. I am, and I miss you terribly.
And you survived. You survived.
I survived, thanks
you're
to
one,
you.
You're one of the few survivors. You've been taking handfuls of vitamins, and you haven't keeled over yet.
Absolutely not.
Okay,
however, I have just very recently been diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroiditis.
Yep.
and suffering from every symptom related to that.
What are those?
And I was, well, I've lost probably a good third of my hair. I've gained 20 pounds.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm walking 3 miles a day, 6 days a week.
Yep.
And doing stretching and toning exercises. I eat nothing but organic diet.
Right, right.
So anyway, I am on Synthroid, which I'm not happy about.
No,
and
no, that's
I
not that's not going to be that helpful for you. You know, I just I got to say that the last patient that I saw this week was so grateful that I'd switched her from Synthroid. She'd had her thyroid actually removed, and they put her on Synthroid. It just didn't do the trick, and ultimately we put her on natural thyroid, and it just made a world of difference for her. So, you know, many doctors, and especially, you know, now that you've moved away from New York, you're down there in Georgia, probably a small rural area, and doctors, they play it by the book, and they will prescribe Synthroid and often are not open to using natural thyroid. But you need to get yourself to a nutritionally oriented physician or integrative doctor, hopefully in your area, or, you know, perhaps it's worth a trip in New York to get your medication adjusted. You know, the other thing about this condition is it's not just a matter of that you need the right thyroid medication. That helps. But also, this is an autoimmune condition, and sometimes people with thyroiditis, they just feel lousy. And even if we get them to the right level with thyroid medication, they still feel lousy because there's a sort of an inflammatory component to this. And so one of the things that you can use to heal this condition, selenium is helpful, and I would recommend 200 to 400 micrograms daily of organic selenium. That would be, you know, helpful for your thyroid. But also, you know, one of the big things that drives this condition is food intolerance. And Dana, had you, you know, many of our patients, we tell them to stay off of gluten. Have you adhered to that program since you left the Hoffman Center?
I have not. I've somewhat, but certainly
no,
not
exclusively. You got to pull the plug on gluten because that's one of the things that's gumming up the works with your thyroid. It absolutely, it's a major cause of autoimmune thyroiditis.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to stop the gluten. You just got to, you know.
Okay.
Give it up. Give it up. And, you know, there's more tinkering we could do with you, and we would if you were, you know, under our care. But just two simple pieces of advice, three actually, get on natural thyroid, take some selenium, and get off the gluten. Those could actually make a big difference in how you feel.
Another quick question related is I have not had meat. I have been off meat for 40 years.
You haven't
what? I feel so lousy that I'm willing to introduce grass-fed beef.
Yeah, well, that's
if
good.
That would make a difference.
That's fine. That's fine. I mean, you know, I much prefer it over conventional beef, and that would be okay. And actually, the best kind of diet for people with thyroid problems is a low-carbohydrate diet. So the nice thing about animal protein, it gives you satiety. It may help you reduce your cravings for carbohydrates. So some animal fat and some animal protein, that's the best way to fight off those cravings. All right, let's talk to Rick, who's in Fairfax City, Virginia. Let's hear it for the South, because we got a call from Georgia, and now we got a call from VA. How you doing, Rick?
Pretty good. How are you, sir?
Very well, thanks.
I'm originally actually from Queens, but...
Hey, you know, guess what? Fairfax City, Virginia, that's not really the South.
I think it gets more southern, a little south of here.
Yeah, so that's kind of like right on the borderline. All right,
exactly.
So what's going on?
Got a friend, 52-year-old African-American. She has high blood pressure, and about 5 years ago, she went through menopause, and she's got all these symptoms like trouble sleeping, weight gain, depression, hot flashes, thinning hair, sweatiness, et cetera, and she says she's worried about becoming a troll.
Okay. Well, you know.
What do you recommend?
Yeah. What I recommend
Actually, I was more interested in like an herbal supplement because she knows about the vitamins and all that.
Yeah.
Kind of
I was going to say that bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, in my opinion, if it's correctly applied, is very safe and very effective for women who are going through all these terrible symptoms. Unlike some doctors and some people, and I love Suzanne Summers dearly. She's a big advocate for bioidentical hormones. I don't think everyone going through menopause needs to be on hormone replacement therapy. I just think that some people can't do without it. They just have a terrible menopause, and you know, all the herbs in the world and vitamins and supplements and diets don't help to ameliorate the symptoms of menopause. But you know, that being said, you know, say she wants to be on natural stuff, actually natural topical progesterone, you know, you can buy it in a health food store. You can apply it to the skin. It helps with sleeplessness. It helps to relax patients. It might help with hot flashes. Also, there's a product, it's actually not sold at health food stores, but it is sold through doctors, and it's called Estravera. It's actually a extract of Siberian rhubarb, which has, without an estrogenic effect, some women are concerned about, oh, you know, I don't want excess estrogen because I've had breast cancer, I have abnormal mammograms. It's an herbal treatment for menopausal symptoms that can be very helpful. Black cohosh is helpful for some women. Melatonin is sometimes helpful for the sleep problems associated with that. But a lot of it has to do with balancing diet, because ups and downs of blood sugar can really trigger hot flashes. And if you get a better, cleaner diet, you can often obviate some of the symptoms of menopause. So those are, you know, but some of the things, high dose vitamin E, perhaps 800 international units of gamma tocopherol E, borage oil, which is contains GLA, that can help menopausal symptoms. Lots of magnesium can alleviate some of these symptoms. The brand I like for menopausal symptoms is called Jigsaw Magnesium. And there you have it. But, you know, one woman's menopause is different from another woman's menopause. We have to sometimes individualize treatment. And, you know, and sometimes hormones really become a necessity, so she might reconsider that possibility. Find yourself an integrated practitioner in the Washington area or in the North Virginia area and see if you can get, you know, fine-tune some of those approaches. It's a little hard to sometimes, you know, in the midst of it to discern, you know, all the different strategies and select the best one for yourself. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is a number. And when we return, you know, big problem this year, it's getting colder. Raynaud syndrome, painful fingers, painful toes sometimes. What are some of the natural approaches that can work? We'll explore those in just a moment. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Last week, as part of our podcast series, by the way, we, well, if you're listening via podcast, you probably already know this. If you're listening live, you may not know this. We do daily podcasts to augment our weekend programming, and you can find all those great podcasts at drhoffman.com. And one of our most exciting recent podcasts last week was an interview with James Scafidi, who is CEO of Dr. Salas, who is a physician who does a lot of sports medicine. The James Scafidi podcast is about Austinol, which we did a couple of weeks ago. The product Austinol is a potent polyphenol. It's a product that can, it's in line with all the beneficial polyphenols like cocoa, and red wine polyphenols, resveratrol, pycnogenol, grapeseed extract. These are all potent polyphenols which have circulatory enhancement properties. Oligonol is tailored to be more bioavailable, and that's the oligonol advantage. Oligonol originally was developed from lychee. Lychee is known to be a healthy food, rich in antioxidants. But a Japanese company called AminoUp has modified the active ingredient in lychee and extracted it and created the next generation antioxidant. That's what they call this, oligonol, O-L-I-G-O-N-O-L. And I'm excited about it because it has the potential to help people with circulatory problems. And they do a lot of research. It's a big company. Human clinical studies on oligonol have shown that this low molecular weight polyphenol, which is very bioavailable, has the ability to increase blood flow. And what they did is they did studies where they exposed individuals to cold temperatures, people who have a susceptibility to Raynaud syndrome. Now, you don't even need to do thermographic imaging studies if you have Raynaud's to see what happens to your fingers in cold weather. Your fingers turn white, blue, purplish. and you experience pain. Anyone who lives in colder climes knows that this can happen. Most people have some susceptibility to this. Other people have terrible problems. Anything under 55 degrees is going to send their fingers into paroxysms of pain and spasm. So what they demonstrated with before and after thermographic imaging, thermographic is a heat imaging technique, that circulation is enhanced with administration of oligonol. The thermograms clearly show an increase in body temperature and circulation of the extremities after subjects took oligonol, which shows that the ingredient relaxes the blood vessels, increasing blood flow. Okay, well, that's great for, one condition. Is it helpful for anything else? Well, by extension, it can be beneficial for cardiovascular health. A study in male smokers showed that oligonol protects the body against atherosclerosis. Also, better circulation means better skin health. Better circulation means better athletic performance and decreased fatigue, because an element in people who have fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, poor circulation, and oligonol can be an important ingredient there. And I'm not even going to go here because I'm not, I really don't like to tout magical weight loss supplements, but there is some research on oligonol in relationship to visceral fat. When participants took polyphenol oligonol for 10 weeks, their visceral fat went down significantly while there was no change in the placebo group. So why is that? Well, it may help to reduce inflammation, and it may help to increase sensitivity to insulin, and thus there's a metabolic advantage if your body is performing efficiently. And, it's not like magically melts the pounds off, like speed sets your teeth on edge, gets your heart rate racing, makes you insomniac and creates anxiety. It's not along those lines, but it may support an optimal metabolism, which allows you to lose weight when you're eating the right diet and exercising properly. So exciting new supplement, and I wanted to call your attention to it. Isn't a question for the show, but I got an important email from a Jean who is a concerned listener, who says that she wants me to mention, one of our sponsors is a clear nasal spray and also Spry gum. And these are great products, but they have to be used safely around animals. And the reason is there was an article in the Wall Street Journal that if animals ingest xylitol, which is the active ingredient, it's a great ingredient. It protects against infections in the nasal passages. It breaks up biofilms in the mouth, reducing dental decay, reducing periodontal disease risk. But it's very important to keep these away from animals because, dogs, for example, chocolate is toxic to dogs, great for people, but it's toxic to dogs. It turns out that xylitol is about 20 times more potent a toxin for animals than it is for humans. And xylitol gum might look like an attractive treat for dogs. So if you leave it around, dogs will jump up on the counter, break into your stash of xylitol gum, and do themselves possibly some irreparable harm. So big article this week in the Wall Street Journal. Sweetener gum is causing surge in accidental dog poisonings. You just keep it under wraps if you have pets, because great for humans, but animals are different. Their metabolism, their ability to detoxify certain things and eliminate them is different. And it doesn't, and also don't give breath mints to your dogs that are made out of xylitol. It's not going to be good for them. Thank you, Gene, for pointing that out. An important public service announcement that can impact a lot of our pet owners. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us for this hour of the program. Stay around for our second hour because we got lots to talk about. And keep calling. 888-302-3684 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.